This is Belle Skinner, and you've left regular radio behind. You're listening to Exit 97.7 and 106.1 WEXT. So this first song I'm going to play is called Fall Into the Earth.
I wish I were the earth and all that's in between, the falling of the stars and the turning of the leaves. And when the stars awake, we can go right back to sleep as we fall into the earth and all the worlds. And you and I were made from salt, from clay, from a fire, from the sea, and night from day. And all we ever were and all we'll ever be is fodder for the earth and all the worms. And bottom of the sea, silky, soft and gray. And if we could only learn how to say these magic words, we could all live like the birds, like the birds.
Gorgeous song is from local musician Belle Skinner, who shares her time between Albany and upstate New York and Brooklyn. Thanks so much for joining us here on 97.7 and 106.1 WEXT.
Thanks for having me, Eva.
You share your time between New York City and here, mainly in Brooklyn, and you do a lot of open mics, and that's how you kind of got your start. How did your start kind of come along?
Well, whenever I go into a new area, the first thing I do is hop right into the open mic scene, because that's how you meet people and that's how you figure out where you need to play. So I moved to Brooklyn in 2016 and I didn't know anybody, so I kind of like to make little challenges for myself. So I said to myself, I'm going to hit every single open mic in the city, and I did, and then some. And I think by the end of 9 months, I had performed like 150 times, and yeah, so I was out all the time, and it was a really valuable experience. last year. You know, I toned it down a little bit and started playing more gigs. But up here, I do open mics. It's always good to go back into them. When I travel, I hit them up. So
that's so great. And you now have been moving away from open mics and doing more of your own gigs. And you have a big one coming up this Saturday.
Yes, I'm playing at the Linda Performing Arts Studio with Girl Blue and Zan and the Winter Folk, two really great musicians who happen to be female as well, and we're playing with our bands. We've all played there before, but this is the first time I'll be part of a headlining bill. First time my band is playing outside of New York City, and we're also, Girl Blue, Zan, and I are going to do a trio song together, so it's going to be really cool because it's going to be a unique thing.
That sounds like such an exciting show. It's happening this Saturday at the Linda. Check out the Siren Songs. More information at wextradio.org or thelinda.org. Now, you come from Russian descent, and I noticed that influence in sometimes some of your writing style. Do you find some of the cultures that you visited influencing some of your music?
Yes, absolutely. Growing up, I've been exposed to things that my mother listened to, such as Russian popular folk song, like old folk songs, and also songs from Soviet films, which have really great melodies. She also listened to a lot of French music. When I went to Russian camps growing up, and we sang a lot of old pre-Soviet folk songs with harmonies. And that was my first exposure to multi-part singing, and that's a big influence in my recording. The melody and the chord structure, I think, are an influence on me.
And you recently wrote a song in French, didn't you?
That's right. Yeah, last summer I was listening to a lot of Françoise Hardy and in French music in general, and the chorus kind of popped into my head. And I was like, can I do this? Like, can I write this song? And somehow it happened, and I don't know if I'll ever be able to repeat it. But yeah, it was pretty much miraculous writing a song in a language that you don't really speak.
Well, if you have a moment, could you play that for us right now?
Sure.
Mon chéri, ouvre tes yeux, ouvre tes bras et même ton cœur. Oh mon chéri, c'est la seule prière que je dis pour toi. Oh mon amour est innocent. J'en suis toute folle pour toi, mon amour. Et quand le ciel s'éteint, ton visage sera la lumière, plus brillant que la lune et le soleil et les étoiles. La terre n'existera plus, ta voix sera plus qu'éternelle. Oh chérie, je reste ici jusqu'à la fin, je suis toute à toi, oh mon amour. Ce sont les mots que je voulais te dire, et maintenant je vois que tu pleures avec un sourire. Oh mon chéri, mon cœur s'enflamme parce que tu me dis que tu m'aimes. Et moi aussi, je pleure des larmes de joie. amour, je te promets. J'en suis toute folle pour toi, mon amour.
All in French, a language that is not her first language. We are here right now with local musician Maria, also known as Belle Skinner. There was her song Mon Cherie, and that is coming up on your new album that you recently finished a Indiegogo campaign for the new album, and you raised over $8,500. How did that feel, having that support?
It was crazy. I'd never done anything like that before, and people really showed a lot of support. I didn't want it to be just asking for money kind of thing. I wanted to make it fun and interesting. So for every day of the 30-day campaign, I made a video of me playing a song. So it would be, you know, kind of fun. And it forced me out of my shell in that way. Like, no matter what, I have to make a video and I have to put it out. And it doesn't have to be perfect. And I'm very much a perfectionist. I also was getting in touch with people that I hadn't spoken to in forever, and it was really great because I broke Facebook's algorithm and I started seeing people's posts that I like Facebook won't show me normally, and it was great in that way. In general, it opened my mind to like what is possible for artists that don't have a financial bedrock to stand upon, like a label or something like that. And it makes you be creative, but it's also more rewarding because you realize that people do care about your music.
It's definitely got to feel so great to know that people are loving the music so much that they're willing to support it. Mm-hmm. And for this new album, you've played us two new songs now. Hopefully we'll close out with one more. But I want to talk about this new album. How's it going to feel different from your other EPs? Or are you going on a similar track?
Well, it's the first time that I'm doing it in a professional studio. So I'm working with Starling Studios based in Saratoga. The last recording that I did it myself. I mean, it's still good, but I definitely like wanted to raise it up a notch. I had other musicians play as well, which was something different. And in terms of style, I think it's got like a three-part sort of feel to it, where I have a 1950s, 60s retro kind of doo-wop pop Beatles vibe for some of the songs. And then there are some songs that are more subdued and acoustic, and played them on my classical guitar, which is what I played in the studio today. And there's one that I haven't played live yet that's more of a like dark modern sound. So yeah, I call it, in my head I look at it like a triptych. So yeah, it's sort of an experiment in styles. I think it'll be interesting and new to listeners.
We are looking forward to that new album. When are we thinking about it coming out? In the next year or possibly 2020?
I definitely want to get it done before summer. Done and out. So we're almost done. Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's so exciting. That's going to be out soon. And if fans want to keep up with you and they want to hear more about this new album and know when it's going to come out, how can they connect with you?
There are lots of ways. Usually I tell people to go to my Facebook at Belle Skinner Music. I also have a website, belle-skinner.com, and there's a mailing list you can sign up, and I put all these updates. I also just post random things that I'm doing on Instagram at belle.skinner. So those are all good ways. My music is also found at Bandcamp and Spotify and iTunes and all that good stuff.
Lots of ways to connect with Maria, also known as Belle Skinner, local musician who splits her time between upstate New York and Brooklyn. So happy to have you here live at EXT. If you could play one more song on this upcoming album, could we hear that?
Yes, I would love to. This song is called It Won't Be Long. Thank you.
old familiar faces, I turn into strangers. Everyone, I can see them all around me. I can feel their arms around me. In the middle of the day, in the middle of the night, in the middle of the day. It won't be long till I can find my feet again, chasing footprints in the sand. In the sun, until the tide rolls and washes over every trace into a new landscape.
Absolutely stellar. That gorgeous voice, that is Belle Skinner, who's going to be performing with Zan and the Winter Folk and Girl Blue. It's the Siren Song Show at the Linda this Saturday. Get your tickets at thelinda.org. Find more information about the show at wextradio.org too. Thanks so much for coming in, Maria. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me, Eva. I'm Belle Skinner, and this is your home for local music. For local 518 every day, keep it on 97.7 and 106.1 EXT.